Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have the first tasting of Batch 12 for 2023. This is another Treehouse recipe. If you haven't seen any of the other ones, Treehouse Brewing put a short up about making an IPA, and I kind of followed that. I'm using a whole bunch of different hops just to see what I like, switching up the yeast. This batch is using Warriors the Main bittering agent unit in this one, then Azaka, Simcoe, and Citra hops. So this is a small batch, 1.25 gallons going into the carboy. So 2 pounds, 8 ounces of two-row, or should be Pilsner, Roar, Pilsner. I guess I never updated that. Let me see if batch 13 is the same way. I don't think it's Great Western Malt. I think it's Pilsner. I'll put it down in the recipe. But then 6.4 ounces of flaked oats and 5.6 ounces of Carafoam. Mouthfeel and head retention on that. Warrior, 0.1 ounces of Warrior at 60. Then at 20 minutes left in the boil, 0.1 ounces of Simcoe, Citra, and Azaka. Then at flame out, 0.1 ounce of Simcoe, Citra, and Azaka. And that's Cairo Simcoe, not regular Simcoe. So this should be a little different. Now, this one did use Omega Yeast 005. That's what we're using. I just brewed two more of these yesterday using Cosmic Punch Ale 402, I believe it is, from Omega Yeast. So that should be interesting. This was bottled on 10/1/23, so exactly 14 days old today. 7.49% ABV. See, all these, if you've been following this year's batches, so far packet yeast has not worked out for me at all. All of them have been under-attenuated, but all these ones I've used 005 right next to the US05 and SO4 have all turned out, and those haven't. So let's go ahead and get this open. One big carbonation tablet was used. This one's kind of full. Good smoke. It did have a okay hiss for being 2 weeks old. It does seem, I do like to use the small pearl carbonation tablets. I think you can fine-tune how much you want to put in each bottle. A little better than the bigger ones. So that's going to be totally up to you. I also like the small pearl ones because my other bottles, like this, are 22 ounces, and those carbonation tablets are one for 12 ounce, two for 24 ounces. And those are 22 ounce, so you get something like this. But I will say this, using the bigger carbonation tablets, it seems like they carb up beers a lot quicker. This has been in there for 2 weeks, and it's already like this. And here's one that's barely has a head. Then here's one that's 6 weeks old that uses the small pearls, and the carbonation level isn't there. And that has more sugar. Maybe there's not enough yeast in there to eat the sugar. I'm just trying to talk so this thing will go down a little bit. But anyway, let's get into this. Off-white colored head, looks pretty good, like pillowy foam on there, about a finger and a half of head color on this, yellow into orange, pretty hazy, not, it almost looks like, what is that, not peanut butter, butterscotch color. Here it's more like it's yellow, and then it gets a little darker orange up in here. And I can make out the light box, the bottom of it. Let's go ahead and smell, see what we get. Fruity, juicy fruit. maybe a little peach. I do from that Simcoe a little bit of onion and garlic. I'll say peach from the Azaka. There's some citrus in there too. It's almost like a sweeter fruit, a little onion garlic, and then like, I don't want to say grapefruit. I want to say more like a little blend of orange zest, but more of the fruit of the orange and just a hint of zest. like a peach onion garlic is what I'm getting. It smells wonderful though. It smells really good. Especially for a homebrew. Let's go ahead and taste. What is that? I'm gonna say Smarties, like sugary Smarties. In the back end of the palate, up front, I get that juicy tropical. It's almost like mushy. I wouldn't say old, but maybe if you cut everything up for a party and it sat out a little bit and then you ate some, that's kind of what it doesn't taste like fresh. Like, go pick a watermelon, cut it open and eat it. It's like if you cut open that watermelon, you cubed it, you put it in the refrigerator, and ate some every day for like 5 days, maybe that fifth day is kind of the fruitiness I'm getting out of this one at the beginning. I'm getting that peach mango is what I get, peach skin mango. But there's Smarty, like, the bitterness takes a while to come in. It's more upfront sweet, like very sweet, juicy fruit in there. But then there's some bitterness that does come in rind. I'm guessing it's from the Citra. What? Something else is in there. What's Simcoe? What are the other? It's not earthy. Okay, it has berry and peach. Apricot? Eh. I would lean more towards berry or peach. Berry, then the extra peach, because of Zaka is going to have some ripe peach skin. Then peach on top of it. Maybe that's what it is. Something right there. It's like a sweet bomb. I don't want to say sweet peach because I've had sweet peaches and they don't taste like that. But everything else is like a peach. Maybe it's berry peach. That berry, and maybe I'm kind of thinking cotton candy, so that sugary, something like that's mixed in there, but it's right in the middle of the palate. I've tasted that before, but not, I'm going to say, in the location that I'm tasting it now. Maybe it's berry. Berry peach. Like sugary berry peach in the middle of that thing. But yeah, it's definitely, It's good. I want more bitterness. The bitterness, it's a lot more sweetness than bitterness. And I want some more bitterness to help balance out that sweetness. Like a sweet Smartie mixed with peaches and berries is like overdone. Like it's too much sweetness, which is weird because I didn't put it on this one. I think these are supposed to be 7.2. I know Treehouse calls for them to be 7, but just with my layout and how I wanted to do it, I'm a little off in mine. They're all attenuating around 7.5. So that would tell me it would be dry, and this isn't dry. In my opinion. So I was a little under post-boil gravity at 1065. It went to 1068. So 3 points off. But that 005 yeast did it. But yeah, definitely a good one. I'd probably go 4 out of 5 just because it's not... I want my New England IPAs, and that's what I consider this as. If it's supposed to be an IPA, it's New England IPA. But I want them with more bitterness. That's why I like M43, Boss Tweed, ones like that. Hot Butcher has a lot of them where that bitterness is in there more than the sweetness. And that's just how I like them. But yeah, this is definitely a good one to try, a good recipe. I'll have it linked down below. Also on 31st Brewing, I will have a page up there with my tasting notes and what's in it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.